We'll be starting Perek Vav today. That's the last Perek in Chelek Aleph. That's the Sugya Malchus. Next, we'll stop at two Vadim on this, and then we'll start Chelek Beis, which starts discussing more the Yusodus of Shabbos from other aspects, Kiddush HaOlam, what it means Yesh Me'ayim, what's Moira Shabbos, start getting into Shabbos more. But today we're going to tie together a lot of the loose ends in Perek Vav of the Sugya that we've been dealing with, the Sugya of Malchus. Sugya Malchus, you've seen, is a very abstract concept, not poshut, but today he makes it a lot more real, and hopefully we'll be able to get something out of this. The truth is, to really do justice to this, we should go back to the beginning again and start again. Before we go weiter, we should do Perek Chelek Aleph again, but we're probably not going to get away with that. So let's go weiter. Okay, so Perek Vav says like this. Oh no, one second. No, I'm incorrect. I'm sorry. First we have to do Perek Hay. I'll just skip. Perek Hay is a short Perek. We'll see. We'll deal with Perek Vav. That's the last Perek in Chelek Aleph. That'll take a while to get there. Okay. Sorry, I made a mistake. Perek Vav will do Mustama the next time we meet. We should be able to finish Perek Hay today. And then we'll do this is a Maritika Perek. It's one page, but it's one Amud, but it's a Mashu Meyuchad Ma'od. Okay, it says like this, Melech Adir. The Perek is called Melech Adir. The Malchus Balameinu mitpatet utzma v'koyach adir. Malchus in our world represents an enormous koyach, an enormous strength, adir. V'kach da'ashu chazal begitin v'ein adir ele melech. It's quite a big sentence. There's no strength, there's no power, koyach, except for a melech. The Gemara Bebasra says a very similar word. So you see that the Gemara, Chazal, are telling you there's something more miyuchad about a melech in terms of power. There's no power like the power of a melech. Wow, that's a big statement. It's hard for us because we don't have access, or we don't deal with what's called the melech today. There's no melech today. The melech has to go to the Senate and the Congress, and then there's the High Court and mugbal. But a real melech, in the times of what a melech used to be, was no agbala. You know, so we'll see. We're trying to understand the musag of malchus by looking at the malchus down here. The malchus today down here is in tatters. There is no malchus down here. So it's very hard for us to grasp this, but we can use our imaginations. We can try and imagine what it looked like. And he brings some examples. Let's see. Malchus is the most powerful koyach in the world. Adam, shetzarech livnois bais, the mugurov. Person needs to build a house, yeah? So, kama tirchus torech at shemesig es hakesef, what he's going to go through to raise the money. Adam until he builds shanim rabot tochnit could take a long time until he gets the thing actually built. He's got to get the money, he's got to get Ishurim, he's got to find a kablan, he has to make sure the kablan doesn't run away with his money. Yeah, amon things before he can build a house. It's a lot for sure. Aval amelech, and utzrich ele rishrim kama milim. All the melech has to do is say a few words. Sign a little petek or whatever with his ring. And all he has to say is, I want a new palace, and that's it. The work starts. You can go back to bed. And then it's done. Book Chazi, Habolmus Hanoira shall call us Shoifim Leshevis al Kisamelech. Go through history and see how much people went through in order to be able to sit on the throne. Kamanaro shel dam nishpuchu, b'kol ha'doyres b'milchomos al ha'malchus. How many rivers, seas of blood were spilled? How many people's lives were lost because one man wanted to be king? Wars over who's going to be the king? In England, Menashe, you know your English history. You'll know what went on over the kingship because it's power. It's real power. It's the most powerful thing in the world, besides, and there's nothing else. And that's why we are so mugbal. You understand the tragedy in the world today that we don't have a Musa called Malchus, even a Malchus Dirakir, a Malchus Dara, a human king who is all powerful. You don't have something like that. There may be a few places in Africa or whatever, here or there. Even in Russia, the president, he's more powerful. Even in China, that guy is really, really powerful. He's some sort of a pretend, there's a pretend Knesset there, whatever, parliament, whatever. He can't do whatever he wants whenever he wants. So we don't have the Musag of Malchus. We don't see it. We don't have access to it. We have a faint echo of it, maybe, of the real thing. We don't have access, and that's a real tragedy, because the only way you can really understand what Malchus Derekir, the Malchus of Shamayim, is when you use the Malchus here to extrapolate what it must look like there, and we don't have it yet. Malchus here, Utsma Chazok Valem Yosemikol, Valze Nema, Kia Malchus Shelechohi, Malchus is yours, Hashem. Shalamana Emes Ein Adi Bekaleinu, Ein Melech Zulose. There's no strength like Hashem, and there's no Melech except for Hashem. Because Hashem is the all powerful, all knowledge, all powerful, all conquering, all whatever he wants. And that's described by his Malchus. It doesn't say he's the biggest God in the world, or he's the greatest. No, he's Ein Adi Kelokeinu Ein Melech Zulose. It's described in Malchus. Vasiva Utmas Vamalchus. Shelamalchus yesh keter. What's this? What's the source? Where does this power come from? Where is the source of this unbelievable power that the Melech had? It comes from the thing called keter. Now, keter is a big sugi in Kabbalah. I'm not going to go into that now. We've spoken about it a little bit. That v'hainu shekoyach hamalchus bo mikoyach metziut elyoinim ezeh olam. The koyach of Malchus comes from a world above this world, higher than this world. What's keter? Keter is above the Melech. Keter is not part of the Melech. It sits on the Melech's head, but the Melech ends where his head ends. And that's where Keter starts. It means it's out of the system. It's above. It's this Koyach from higher world. It's not the Koyach just of this finite world. The Melech's Koyach comes from a higher, higher source. Hashem apportions from his covert to Boss of Adam. Shagam Melech Boss of Adam. Even a Melech Boss of Adam, where does the Melech Boss of Adam's Koyach and Adirut and strength and power come from? The king has Koyach, he has Malchus, because he gets it from Hashem. When you see a Goyish king, even you make that brocha, yeah? Hashem is Mechalek from his cover to the king. King doesn't have his own Koyach. The Koyach of the Melech comes from that Keter of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem gives him a portion. He gives him a little piece. That's the koyach. Even the koyach of a goyish king comes from ultimately from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why we're supposed to use an encounter with the goyish king. When you meet the goyish king, you have to make this bracha to remind yourself where the goyish king koyach comes from. You can see, one second, in a Goyish king, you're supposed to use him to understand what the Koyach of Malchus in Hashem is. Yeah.
So much so that even a Kohen Hediot can run through a cemetery to pay Kovad Lamalchus Boss of Adam by the Goyim, correct?
Correct. Well, there's no tumor by you're talking about a Jewish cemetery.
Yes.
Yeah, because a Goyish cemetery, there wouldn't be any Chiddush because there's no tumor in a Goyish cemetery. So that wouldn't be a big chiddush. The Rabbanan maybe, but Midaraisa, there's no problem. So you see, because without that, you see how poverty stricken we are in our ability to grasp with Mazeh Malchus when you don't have Malchus today. Malchus today is a joke. The biggest joke in the world, Malchus today. What, the royal family in England is something, wow. No, the biggest joke in the world. And in America, they've destroyed whatever vestige of Malchus there was in America. It's been completely destroyed. It's become a joke. So where's their problem? Where can you see Malchus to them? So Zeba Yagadol, the Ma'od Mod Chashuv. So we have to find other ways of connecting with this. So that's the first source of the Koyach of the Melech, is because the Koyach of the Melech comes from the Keter, which means above. We spoke of this before, that Malchus is the koyach of what's koylo. It's hard to put it, we'll see. And the Malchus also has nothing of its own. Counterintuitive. He's the strongest thing in the world. He is everything, all powerful, and yet he has nothing of his own, and he's koylo lakol. So we have to see how that all mistadeh. We spoke about the koylel before. It's that abstract thing that makes five different pieces of wood a table. Then he cracked koylel. But the thing itself is nothing. The table is nothing of its own. It's just five pieces of wood. And yet it's a table. And yet a table is nothing, but it's everything. And it's koylel akol. So that's what we have to try and unravel a little bit now. So it brings like a joke. It brings like a joke in order to explain this. It's quite an interesting bedicha. It says like this. Bring it like a whatever, like a marshal from like a joke. What are the two best panosas that make you the richest person in the world? What are the two best ones? Hagazan vavkabtsan, a thief and a beggar. Those are the two best panosas in the world. The richest person in the world. He's got factories and houses and shares and companies and investments. But at the end of the day, he's limited by what he has. The richest man in the world is worth $100 billion, but that's all he's worth is $100 billion because he only has what he's his. There's other people in the world that also have $50 billion, and you add up all the other people in the world, they're much richer than him. So he's mugbal, even though he's the richest man in the world, he's limited. There isn't one person who grasps everything. The richest man in the world, of the percentage of what there is to own, he has a very small percentage of what there is, even though he's the richest man in the world. Amazing, huh? You put him on the scale with everybody else, he's nothing. But he's the richest man in the world. He's got everything, yeah, but he's only got limited what he's got. He's got what he's got. He doesn't have what everybody else has. Yeah, what Buffett has, Bezos doesn't have. He'd love to have what the other guy has. He wants everything. He's more hungry for everybody else's wealth, but he doesn't. That's it. So he's limited. V'ilu agazlan, but a gazlan, this is a joke, but this is said as a joke. Aval agazlan, harehu lokech mikoloilo. Gazlan takes whatever he wants from everybody. So he's much richer than the richest man in the world, because the richest man in the world is limited. A gazlan's not limited, he takes whatever he wants. Nimtza oshi mugbal ashiras shel atzmoy. A rich man is limited by his own wealth. But the gazlan takes everything from all the ashirim. So he's got access to all the rich men. He can take from Bezos and Buffett and all of them, Gates and whatever. He can take from all of them. Well, Gates can only have what Gates has. But the gazlan can have from all of them. But the gazlan lokach mikol ashirim. Ach mitzad sheni, yesh gvul legazlan kama yishol lokachat. But the gazlan also has a gvul. How much can he take? Because then the government gets caught and he gets hung and he gets sent to prison if he's lucky. So of Gazlan Natalia, at the end of the day, Gazlan's going to get caught. There are very few Gazlanim that didn't get caught, and that's his game over. Amnam Yesh Ashir Godel Yosef, but there's somebody who's richer than him in this job. The beggar. Harei hu lokach mikol ashirim. He takes from all the rich people. Va'ein gvul lama sheyecha lekachet. There's no limit how much he can take. But he's also limited because they don't give a beggar that much and they don't give him so quickly. You know, not everybody gives all the time. And who is the biggest beggar of all of them, the biggest taker of all of them? A melech. The melech takes from everybody. He's got unlimited power to take as much as he wants. And when he says give, everybody gives. And how shall God of the business Yeshua Bati Vasados? A rich man, if he wants to become wealthy and richer, he has to have investments, he has to have homes, he has to have fields, whatever he gets rich from, that's what he gets wealthy from. Aval ha-melech ain lo batim v'lo sados. Remember, the melech is begera less lemigami klum. He has nothing of his own. He doesn't have a house, he doesn't have fields. Ain lo klum. Umeichin mitashe. Where does he get rich from? Elu shulokach mikula misim, because he taxes everybody. The king doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to investments. He doesn't have to worry. He doesn't have to take risks. He takes one of everybody. He taxes the whole country. he's the klal of everyone. V'loyla atzmoy les lemigam iklum, but he himself has nothing. Uma yeshlo a klalus. He has this ability to take from everybody. Nimtza kol shel comes out, everything's his. If the melech can walk into your house and say, cheers, this is my house now, that means really he has everything to start with, even though he has nothing. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't need anything because he has everything. He's the koyach of klalus in the les lemigam iklum. The minute you have something, you're limited to what you have. If you have malchus, you have everything. We'll see that that's Shabbos. We're gonna. This is not a lesson in political maneuverings and royal disputes and how to become the richest man in the world. That is not economic, social economics 101. You know, at the University of Zurich. We're learning about Shabbos malchus. So we don't understand the malchus. How that you'll see how that fits with Shabbos. We'll see now. About Bal nechshov shamelech hu eiz a kapzan shefel shelokach mikulam shelamane emes hakol megielo. Don't think for 1 minute that this king is some lowlife that's just going around and taking from everybody. No, what he takes in the taxes, what he has, is completely megielo. We're talking about a proper king. I'm not talking about some deranged despot megalomania that takes over the world and starts an Idi Amin kind of guy. We're not talking about that kind of a melech. We're talking about a melech who's functioning the way a melech is supposed to function. Yeah, a Jewish king, David HaMelech, let's say. So Magielo, what he gets is mamash, he deserves it. Shekulam chayim rak mimenu. Everybody lives just because of him. Ilmalo hu ma ya nishar lashir mikol hashirum. If it wasn't for him, what would be left of all the rich men's wealth? Ilmalo mayra malchus isha esrayu chayim bolot. If there wasn't Moira Malchus, if there wasn't a king ruling and maintaining order in the country, everyone would eat each other alive. The rich man would go to sleep at night and wake up the next morning and there would be nothing. That kill him and take all his wealth and leave him. It's only because there's a king that he's an ashir, that he has security in his ashirus, that he can put his money in the bank and the economic system works and the banking system works and the financial system works and there's food and there's markets. That's all because there's a king. As Magiel the king, everything that he gets. If there was no king, there would just be chaos. So what would be left of their wealth? That means the king, he contains within him the entire nation, the spirit of the nation, the finances, the whole physical gashmi, spiritual of the nation. He's the cause of all of that. But he has nothing of his own. He has everything, but he has nothing. He is everything, and without him, you have nothing. But he be'etzim has nothing, except this thing called Malchus. Since he is klalakol, he takes from everybody their wealth. He's the beggar. He's the tax man. Comes out, he's greater than everybody. The real wealth is only his. That's the musag of a melech, of how we understand the world of malchus. It's tracer itself. That's malchus. We'll see Shabbos also. We'll see that we relate it to Shabbos now. But that's the musag of malchus. It's koile lakol, but it has nothing of its own. And without that, you have nothing. It means he deserves whatever he gets because without him, you would have nothing. There'd just be chaos. There'd be anarchy in the world. The table without the malchus is just 5 pieces of loose wood. It's nothing. It's worthless. Each piece of wood is just a piece of wood. But when there's malchus, when there's koilel, even though the malchus itself has nothing, but each one of those pieces, like we saw earlier, is now part of a table. It's become something. It's got chashivas. So it's magia the table. Praise, magia the table, the taxes that it takes, because without him you have nothing. So let's see how that works to Shabbos, and we'll end with this. Merz Hashem, next time we meet, we'll start Perek Vav. V'kachu mamash b'Shabbos Hamalka. That's mamash Shabbos. Sheish yisimei ha-maisa, the 6 days of maisa of action. Kol echad yesh lo et maloso midoso. Each one has his, each day has its power, has its strength, has its unique qualities. Yom Rishon, Yom Sheini, Lecho Hashem Agdula VaGvura VaTiferes. Each day, Yom Rishon is Gvur, is Gur Gdula, is Chesed. Yom Sheni is Gvura, Yom Shlishi is Tiferes. Each one has its Mahus, its essence. Shem Eilu Keneged Eilu. Each one Keneged each one. That's the way the 6 days are built. Each one has its own unique quality. Aval Malchus, what about Malchus? Hagderosa Enu Mail Latzma. The Mail of Shabbos has nothing for itself. El Sheesh Bo Klalis Kol Amidos. But what it has is it has the Klalus of all the Midos. That's where you have the Ashrus Shechina without limitation. On Shabbos, you have all the midas of the 6 days, the Gedula, the Gevura, the Tiferes, the Netzach Ahoyed, the Yesod. You have all those powers, all those midas, whatever they represent. You have those on Shabbos Kodesh. All together, it comes out that Shabbos is the most powerful day of them all because they're all there. Yom Rishon has Yom Rishon, but Shabbos has them all. So what's Shabbos's unique midah? Doesn't have a unique midah. Its unique midah is L'cha Hashem Agdula, L'cha Hashem Amavlocha. It's the Malchus. Shabbos takes everything you built during the week and brings that together to allow the Ashrus Shechina to happen with all its koiches. But Shabbos itself doesn't have anything except this thing that binds everything together. Ubavayda l'maisa hine l'moshel kasher bo Pesach. Pesach's coming soon. Zoichim b'kol shana v'shana l'cheirus m'yetzahara. So every year, that's where you release yourself a little bit more and more and more from the yetzahara. B'shvus l'matan Torah, b'sukas l'dveikus, b'rosh Hashanah l'yira, Yom Kippur l'tara. Each one of these days, the 6 days, you'll see there's 6 days, of the Chagim, the 6 days, each one has its unique midah. Like each day has its unique midah. Aval Shabbos ain't plum. Shabbos doesn't have anything. Rak shi ma'ein ha-brochas u'ma'ein ha-klola shel kulam. It's the wellspring of all the brochas, and it's the wellspring of all these other midahs that come together on Shabbos. She yoin kim es kol kudushosu mimenu. Each one of these days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, all of them get their kedusha from Shabbos. They yoinek mi Shabbos. Me'ashos hashchina asher b'toichoi. This unique hashos hashchina that Shabbos has, which is not from Shabbos, it's from this thing called Malchus, from Keter that comes from above. U'mameli yesh bois kol ha'mailas v'kol ha'midos. Therefore, Shabbos has everything. It has all the mailas and all the midas, because that they all coagulate together on Shabbos. Shelamaisa mi'amayayin shel Shabbos efshali d'lois cheirus mi'yitzahara teire dveikas yiratara. All these six things that you need all the chagim over the year to get, you can put your bucket in on Shabbos and you take them all out. There's a little bit of Pesach on Shabbos. We're going to expand on this Emet Hashem at length. But and we saw it right in the beginning as well also, if you remember. There's a little bit of Pesach on Shabbos. There's a little bit of Shavuos on Shabbos. There's Matan Torah on Shabbos. All the midas of the chagim come together on Shabbos. They're all there on Shabbos. You can tap into all of them. Shefer shel kol habrochos kulam eched lo neda, nothing's missing. Shekein ama hilal azokin b'shem hashchina kedusha imani kan hakol kan. That's what Shabbos says. If I'm yah, everything is yah. There's nothing missing. V'zohu b'chosay mikol hayomim. It's more blessed, whatever that word means. All the days, meaning all the days of the week, but also all the days of the Yom Tevim. V'kutushosay mikol hazmanim, and it's more kodosh than all the zmanim. On Shabbos, with the Ashrus Hashchina, you have everything. You have all the midas and milas of the 6 days of the week, and you have all the midas and milas of all the chagim. That means Shabbos contains everything. To the Ashrus Hashchina, from this koyach elyoy, this keter, which we've spoken about a lot, we haven't even started talking about keter, even though we've spoken about it a lot, but this koyach that's elyoy, the Ashrus Hashchina, that comes into the world, b'chisrach v'asrach. We spoke about that, how the keter is above the system, but the melech needs to be in the system. So you have the melech who has a keter that's above the system, but he also has to be in the world. That's where he manifests in the world. That's called malchus. And there you have everything. But the koyach of that everything is coming from above. It's coming from the Ashrus Hashchina. And therefore on Shabbos is the most powerful, it's the day, it's the richest, most powerful day of all of them because it contains everything. Like all the rich men in the world, who controls them? Who has all access to all the wealth? The Melech. This guy's rich. Monday's got its unbelievable koiches. Pesach has it unbelievable. Leil Shimurim, the Leila says the Kedusha Elyona, unbelievable. But that's all it is. It doesn't have Shavuos. Shabbos is where it all comes together. That's where they all come together. And that's why David HaMelech is the seventh of the shepherds. You know, you're Shpizim on Sukkos. Why is David lost? Because he's Malchus. He contains them all. And David himself, Les Lemigami Klum. David doesn't even have his own years. He has to borrow life from Adam HaRishon because he doesn't even have life. He doesn't even have his own existence. That's how Les Lemigami Klum he is. But where does his power come from? He's the most powerful man in the world, a Jewish king. David HaMelech Mashiach, he's the most powerful man in the world. We saw that manifested in Shlomo. Where does his koyach come from? From the Keter, from Hashem. He gets his koyach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he manifests down here, he has nothing of his own, and yet what? He has everything. Dafka, because he has nothing of his own. If he would be the richest man in the world, then he wouldn't be the richest man in the world because he would just be as rich as the richest man in the world can be, which is not that rich if you put him up against everybody else together. But the king has all the wealth because he can take it all away whenever he wants. It's all his. And they only have their wealth because he's there maintaining Seder. So Magielo called the taxes. That's Shabbos. Without Shabbos, nothing exists. The whole 6 days of the week, all the Yom Tovim, they're all just little scattered bits and pieces of nothingness. They don't have any real meaning because they're limited to what they are. That's why Shabbos is the source of all the brocha. And without Shabbos, someone's machal Shabbos has no life. He has no brocha. He has nothing. That's the pachad of a Jewish state, a Jewish nation. That's machal Shabbos. What protects this country, what takes care of us, what looks after us, what gives us brocha and shefet through the whole week is our Shabbos. When you have chilul Shabbos, then you're lacking this koilot. So in the musag of the mashalim we've been using, let's say at the chasana, you have everything. At the chasana, there's nothing missing. You have everything there, and yet you have nothing, absolutely nothing. In walks the chosan, and now you have everything. Everything comes together. But without that, what do you have? It's the same as the table. You have five broken pieces of wood that can't do anything for anybody. Ah, you put them together with a koilel and now you have a table. Wow, that's a very valuable thing. You take all the 6 days of the week and you put them together in a Shabbos, now you have something. But if you take 6 days of the week and the seventh day of the week, which is Les Lemigami Klum, is nothing of its own, you don't do it, it can't bring those six things together. So you don't have the midas, you don't have the time arechet. The whole marechet is made up of seven. And it's the seventh that makes the whole marechet. So if you're missing Shabbos, you're missing everything. It's not that you have a Sunday and a Monday and a Tuesday. You have nothing. Because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday on its own isn't, it's just another piece of wood of a table. It's a bread roll at a chasana, but it's not a chasana. It's a hall that looks like a hall, but it's like nothing. It's a showroom, but it's not a chasana. So that's the koyach of Shabbos, this koyach of Malchus. Anyway, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see more. We'll see, maybe next week. I just don't know. I've got a crazy week, whatever. I don't know. Everyone's got a crazy week. We're all very busy. Let's see. If there's not going to be a Vaad next week, if there is going to be something, maybe Pesach, we'll do something a bit earlier in the week. I'll send out an email. But the Vaad, there's not going to be one. Maybe Chol HaMoed we can get together. Let's see. We'll let's see how the... Once Shabbos kicks in next week, then you can start relaxing a little bit. But until then, it's going to be a bit wild. Beseder. So have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
We'll see each other whenever we get back together again. We'll see each other.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Take care.